Good afternoon, good evening. That's right, Blog Talk Radio. This is the Love Unleashed Radio Show, and I am your host, DT Rector, known as Minister Rector. But I just want to say that I'm so grateful and honored to be back on this live radio show, just to be able to say that we're going to unleash love into the world. Yes, it is October, Sunday, October the 9th, 2016, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yes, this show has been on hiatus for about 2 months now, looking to rebuild and get additional guests to come onto the show so that we can tackle the issues that we have going on in the world. I decided that I was not going to talk about politics on the show, and so I made it, purposefully made sure that I did not talk about that during the season where the election is coming up. But the one thing I will suggest to you, whoever's listening in, that it is very important that you get out and vote. No matter who you vote for, it is a right that you should go out and vote, because you need to make sure that your voice is heard. And if you do not vote, then you're basically saying that you don't care what happens in this world. You don't care what happens in this country. So if you're of age and you're able to go out and vote physically, mentally, spiritually, if you're able to move on your own accord, then go out in November and go vote. So that's my last feel about that. But I'm so happy. I'm so excited to just be able to be with you. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it is so near and dear to my heart. Yes, I am a domestic violence advocate. I don't make any loud noises about that. I try to do that very quietly. But what I will say is, I believe that every month we should be bringing not just awareness to our communities about domestic violence or even any kind of act of violence that we're against, but we should be doing this every day. We should be having conversations with our daughter. We should be having conversations with our sons. We should be having conversations with our spouses. We should be having conversations with our siblings. It's so important to keep the conversation going. But even more important, to be educated about what's actually happening in this world. Now, domestic violence is such a serious issue. And there are times when people are in a violent or abusive relationship. I like to tag them as unhealthy relationships. But they really don't come to grips with knowing that. And so the one thing that I normally tell the audiences that I speak to is that you don't know that you're in it, or you don't know that you need to get out of it until it hurts. That's right. Until it hurts, until it's uncomfortable, until it's impacting your life in such a way that you can no longer hide, that's when most people tend to get out of it. The fact is that it takes about 7 times for a person who is suffering from being abused to leave an unhealthy relationship. 7 times. So for those who are on the outside looking in, don't get discouraged. When you see that person go back into that relationship, when you see that person go back into that situation, don't get discouraged. But I would admonish you to have hope and continue to pray and just continue to encourage that individual and help to strengthen them around them, strengthen their environment so that they will be able to have a safe place to go to when they do finally make their mind up to actually leave that place. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you some facts about domestic violence, if I may. And the reason why I think it's very important is not just because we are in Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but it is very important because we need to have the facts. The fact is that 1 in 5 women are victims or know someone who are victims of domestic violence. That's 1 in 5 women. Now, here's another fact. 1 in 3 women in your immediate circle, 1 in 3 women are actually victims of domestic violence, and 1 in 4 men are actually victims. You heard me say it right. Men can actually be victims of domestic violence. It doesn't just happen to women. Now, abuse can be seen in different ways. Abuse can be spiritually, financially, physically, mentally, emotionally. So it's not just when a person is getting beaten up. It's not just when they go to the courthouse and they're looking to get a restraining order or someone is using a weapon that is considered abuse. Abuse has different faces. Abuse has different angles. Abuse can be seen in different ways. So if you or if you know of someone who may be a victim or just knowing someone else is a victim of domestic violence, I want you to take this number down. This is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's open 24 hours. And that number is 1-800-799-7233. It's good to have the hotline, but sometimes people may not be able to immediately get their hands on that hotline. But there are several organizations in your communities that actually are advocates that are out here on the front lines trying to eradicate domestic violence from our communities. And so if you can't remember that 800 number, then you just reach out to your local county representative. Go to your county social service department. Go to your local police department. Call your non-emergency hotline, or if it is an emergency, if you are in immediate danger, then always call 911. Our law enforcement, they are trained to deal with domestic situations. Don't be afraid to reach out and get help, because it might be that one time that you choose not to that might be life-changing. And that goes for just not the person that's just in the relationship, but it's also a loved one of that individual. So it takes a village to help someone get out of a domestic violence relationship, out of an unhealthy relationship. It takes a village. It takes a church. It takes a community. It takes everyone to help to eradicate domestic violence. And I'm asking you to join me in this quest to do so. Now, while we were taking the hiatus, I was still working, busy working, building the board of directors of an organization that I hold near and dear to my heart. And that organization is called Daughters Advocates of America. And Daughters Advocates of America is exactly what it is, what it says. We have a mission to educate and advocate for families who are victims of domestic violence, strictly. Our goals are to advocate, to educate, and to inspire. And our organization provides forums, other educational opportunities, and we partner with community leaders, local and state representatives, corporations, faith-based organizations, and anyone who is looking to make a change. So, yes, I'm going to put a plug out there for Daughters Advocates of America. If you are interested in joining the quest and you don't know anywhere else to give your time, your talents, or even your finances, well, I have just the place for you to go. Daughters Advocates of America. That's www.daughtersadvocatesofamerica.org. Please check us out. And even if you don't stop by there, there are plenty of other organizations that are out here that are actually on the front lines looking to get some type of change to take place, because one life lost is one too many. And I thank you for allowing me to share that what was on my heart. And then, you know, as we continue with this conversation, I'm going to continue to bring things up, stats, and some of the key points I believe that women and men need to hear about. Because this world is not doomed. There are times when people say, oh, you know, this world is just going down. Well, you know what? I don't believe that. I have a mindset and a heart of faith, and I believe something totally different. I believe that even though we may see things one way, but our Creator has formed them differently. And sometimes we have to not lean on our own understanding. The scripture says, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And who is this he we're talking about? It's God. I believe in God. I believe in the Creator. I believe that he ultimately gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But we have to be in a position to gain that. And because I believe that, I'm really, really, really happy to be able to say that I am joined on this call with a special guest. She is the visionary of the highly sought after I Emancipate Me conference. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a phenomenal woman. Reverend Belinda Enoma is a world-renowned purpose activator and a destiny launcher. And she's an author, a keynote speaker, a digital business creator. And we're going to ask her what that is all about. We want to know more information about that. But she is a pastor of Grace Gate Church in Orange County, New York. And she is the founder and president of Persistent Faith Ministries International and CEO of Social Perfect, where she frequently teaches people how to convert their gifts and talents into purpose-driven businesses. I really believe that having this wonderful, beautiful woman on this radio show, she's going to enlighten us, not just guide us as far as, you know, acknowledging that, yes, we are bringing awareness to domestic violence, but there is so much more that the community needs. There's so much more that we as individuals need. And most importantly, our mission for this radio show is to unleash love into the world. And so we would not do any justice if we didn't talk about that four-letter word, L-O-V-E. So we're going to talk about loving ourselves, loving others, and making sure that we unleash love into the world. So without further ado, I just certainly want to bring her on and just welcome her and give her an opportunity to just say what she needs to say, what's on her heart. And we're going to ask her some questions, and we're going to have a great conversation and just allow her and the spirit to just move. And we're waiting on a good word. So I'm not going to hold things up, but Pastor Enoma, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Oh, thank you so much, Minister Damali. Thank you so much. You know, I am just blessed to be on this show because this is about love. You know, I am so blessed. And, you know, you made the introduction, and I was like, wow, is that me? She's talking about me, you know? So I just give God the glory for, you know, being here. So I just want to say that part of what I do is I'm a destiny launcher, and what that means is that I help you to walk in your destiny. And if you're stuck, because a lot of people are stuck, they don't know which direction to take. A lot of people are walking the wrong path. A lot of people are walking other people's lanes and driving in other people's lanes and forgetting their own lanes, and they don't know which direction to take. A lot of people have frozen their purposes because life has held them back. You know, life happened and they just froze their purpose and say, you know what, I'm not even going to go further. I'm not going to do anything about my life because, you know, it is what it is. This is my lot in life and I'm just going to stay here and that's it. And, you know, when the Lord says it's time for me to go home, and that's about it, you know, but that's not it. So what I want to share today is that part of your message when you say I am love unleashed, and we're talking about love, and this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we shouldn't let it be only this month. It should be always. Everybody should be aware. What we need to do is when I talk about love in this concept, I'm talking about if you say you love yourself, you will take a step and a step towards walking in your destiny. If you say you love other people, you are going to help them to walk in their destiny. If you say you love others, then if there is anything holding somebody back that you love, you will actually step up and say, you know what? You're going through this stuff, but I love you and I want to help you come out of this situation. That is love. So when you say you love yourself, then you're going to make every effort to release yourself from anything that's going to step in the way of you fully and wholly loving yourself. That's all I will say for now.
Oh, that is so awesome. Let me tell you, I am such a believer about walking in your own destiny. And you said something that was so very on point, because there are times that we're strictly walking in someone else's path. And all it takes is to step over into your own path to be able to walk exactly where you're supposed to be able to claim what it is that your life is supposed to have. And so I want you to talk about what that looks like. What that looks like, if even if we have someone that's listening in either now or either later on, and this woman is probably down and out, but she saw the post that said we're talking about domestic violence. Let's give her something about walking in your own destiny and staying out of someone else's path.
Okay, so if you're there, you're listening right now, what you need to do, walk in your own path, your own destiny, and you're experiencing something that's really, really against God's will for your life. Because listen, God's will for you is for you to prosper. His will is for you to prosper. In the beginning, he created man and woman, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. So if you're in somebody else's lane, you're not walking in your lane, how are you going to be fruitful? Yes, you're going to help somebody bear fruit in their own lane, but you have abandoned your own production in your lane. So we have to know when to wake up and say, you know what? My destiny is not for hire. My destiny is not a joke. I'm going to step up. I'm going to stay in my own path and be fruitful, and I'm going to multiply. So if there's anything that's holding me back, we have to go back to the drawing board. And when I talk about go back to the drawing board, I'm talking about going back to the Word of God. You go back to the Word of God and say, you know, what does the Word of God say about my life? What does the Word of God say? What is the mandate? We go back to the drawing board. We go back to Genesis. The Lord says, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say it to only man. He didn't say it to only woman. So everybody that's listening, whether you're a man or a woman, if there's something in your path that's preventing you from being fruitful, it's preventing you from producing, then you've got to step back. Just like Minister Damali said, you've got to step back and look and say, you know what? What is going on here? There is a solution, because a lot of times people don't realize that there is a solution. Because when we're so tied up, when we're going through the storm, we don't realize that even in the storm, the Lord is there. We don't see it because it's tough, because all you can think of is, God save me. I don't want to drown. But what you need to realize is even in that storm, the Lord is with you. So if you're listening right now, you have to remember these things. Go back to the drawing board, because there is a solution. But we just have to step back.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. It's so good. Oh, I'm just getting so excited over here. And when you were speaking about eating your own fruit, I was thinking, you know, the Spirit was saying you're too busy tasting other people's fruit, so you can't even reap the benefit of what I have for you, because you're chasing behind someone else's fruit. And that's so true, so true. And unfortunately, there are times when we teach our children that at a young age, to go after what other people have. And unfortunately, that is definitely a mistake, that we should be teaching our children that what is for us, if it's within the will of God, then it is for us to achieve. It is for us to obtain. And we should not be molding ourselves in the image or the likeness of anyone else but God.
Yes.
And who God says we are. So,
yes.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. Well,
it
you
is.
Know, you said something else in your opening about being frozen. And, you know, when I heard that, I really thought about the millions of people that are stuck, that are literally stuck in one position. And if you think about that word frozen, that means you can't go anywhere else. You're just still. And honestly, you would have to be thawed out in order for you to even get to that next phase of who you are. Like, you have to be transformed in order for you to move. So I want to talk about transformation. You know, the transformation of, it doesn't matter if it's male or female, but at the end of the day, our objective is to get people moving and not to stand still. And fear, I believe, is one of the biggest things next to ignorance. Fear and ignorance, I believe, are the two things that hold people back from receiving everything that God entails for them to receive.
Right.
Can you share some wisdom about that?
Okay, what it is a lot of people, you want to take a step forward, you know exactly where you should go, but the thing is, you are afraid. And a lot of times, it's a mindset. These things happen in the mind because something is telling you in your mind that don't go there, because if you go there, it's not going to work. You know, that something is telling you in your mind that, you know, for example, you know for certain that you need to relocate to a certain place, but you are like, something is telling you in your head, don't go, because it's going to be worse than where you are now. You know that you're supposed to do something, but you're so afraid. It's a mindset. I encourage you listening right now that fear has got to go, because you need to fulfill your destiny. And if you are consumed by fear, Nothing is going to happen. For example, I'm going to give you an example. Say, for example, somebody is scheduled for surgery, but you are so afraid, and especially people of faith. We're like, you know what? I believe God. I believe in total healing, but I just don't want to do this surgery. I just don't want to do this. But listen, sometimes God uses doctors as well. So if you're listening, sometimes God uses doctors as well. So you have to step away, get rid of that fear. Get rid of that fear from your mind and trust God. Trust him. Trust God. Trust what he says. We have to go back to the drawing board. Again, go back to the drawing board. What does the word of God say about you? What does it say? What does it say about you? Because sometimes what you need is a lump of figs that will be placed upon you, a lump of figs, and that could be an ointment, that could be healing, that could be something that the doctor is going to prescribe for you to help you get off from where you are. But fear is a dangerous thing, and it will interfere with your destiny. It will halt your destiny. It will make you freeze your purpose. It will make you not go where you're supposed to go. It will make you stay in one position. The Lord tells you start a ministry, but you are so afraid that if you step out, nobody is going to listen to you. The Lord says start this business. You're so afraid that even if you apply for that loan to start your business, you're going to get rejected because your credit is messed up. But listen, you've got to take a step of faith, and you've got to get rid of the fear. If you're in a situation where you know you need to do something and something is blocking your way, you have to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to take a step and make things better so that I can walk in my destiny. Because there are some things, we know that there are some things, it could be credit issues, it could be, I don't know, it could be financial issues, but you know that you have to do certain things. It could be taking some certifications or doing some courses. But you're so afraid that even if you enrolled to go to that college or do that course, you're so afraid that you might fail. But you've got to change your mindset and get rid of those thoughts in your head that are telling you, you can't do it, you're going to fail, you're too old. Why do you want to go back to school? You're 60. What are you thinking of? You're 65. Don't even waste your time. Leave that for your grandkids. It's over for you. But I'm here to tell you today that you've got to get rid of fear, because it's not over for you until God says it's over for you. So don't allow fear to take residence in your mind. Your mind is not the devil's playground, because the devil is the orchestrator of fear. So you don't want that in your mind, because you've got to move. And it's not over until God says it's over.
It is not over until God says it's over. Let me just say, we are really, really unleashing love into the world today, ladies and gentlemen. If you are just tuning in, if you have listened to this replay that in the middle of the conversation, it's all good. You better go back to the beginning and listen to it from the beginning, because we are on fire. We are unleashing love into the world. You can go to www.iamloveunleashed.com for more information about this movement. We are looking to take Love Unleashed into other cities, because I believe that it is important that we learn how to love ourselves and that we learn how to treat people and love other people. That's actually what God calls us to do, to love others as we love ourselves. And if we can't love others, it's probably because we don't love ourselves. And so for those who are just joining, I have Pastor Belinda Enoma on the line, and I just want to say it's already been a pleasure having her. We're going to continue to talk with her. We're going to learn a little bit more about her conference and about this social perfect that she has going on. It's just so much that she's doing in the marketplace. And so, Pastor, may I ask you, because we are, and then after I ask you this question and allow you to talk about this, I want you to share about your conference. But here, I thought about self-control, and I thought about commitment issues, because we have so many people out here who are nursing broken hearts, who are just broken down, you know, and they're afraid, and we talked about fear, but it goes a little deeper because they're broken, and they have these commitment or self-control issues. So you have the man or the woman who doesn't want to commit to relationships and even relationships with God, and then you have some who are just afraid to do that. And so can you talk about just the commitment portion of it and why it's important to commit to something and follow through? Why it's important to commit and follow through?
Amen. So for those listening, it is extremely important for you to commit. And when I'm talking about in this contest, I'm talking about if you are seeking a relationship with the Lord, you have to commit. For example, you don't just say, I'm going to go to church this Sunday, and then 6 months down the line, you don't go to church. You're not plugged in anywhere. You're not serving anywhere. You're not doing anything whatsoever. But we bear a title. We say we're Christians, and we say we're followers of Christ, but we are not walking. We're not walking. Sometimes you don't even have to say a word. You don't have to preach. You don't have to do anything. All people see is you. For them to have a relationship with Jesus Christ is just looking at you. And when people look at you, what do they see? Do they see somebody who can't commit? Do they see somebody who's not focused? Do they see somebody who's not confident? Do they see somebody who doesn't care about other people? Do they see somebody who doesn't love other people but themselves? So sometimes all people need is just to look at you and see your level of commitment to whatever you say that you do. So if you say that you are a follower of Christ, then I urge you to live your life the way you portray, the way you say you, when you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ, live your life that way. Now, when it comes to relationships, at some point, you've got to trust somebody. I understand you're hurt, you're broken, and things may have happened to you in life, but at some point in your life, you've got to trust somebody to help you get to the destination that the Lord has for you. Sometimes it's for both of you to get to that destination. So you have to learn to trust somebody at some point. So even if you are broken, okay, even if you're broken, you're feeling down that I can't trust anybody. You don't know what he did to me. He ruined my life. You don't know what she did to me. I can't stand her. I hate her. She did this. She did that. He did this to me. I don't even want to talk about it because you don't know the demons that that person brought into this place. But listen, I'm here to tell you today, okay, that whatever it is that you're dealing with, you've got to let go. You've got to let go of those hurts. You've got to let go of the hatred. You've got to cast out any unforgiveness, because when you release those things, the good things will come to you. When you release the unforgiveness in your heart, when you release the thing that's causing you to not have commitment, the thing that's making you hate everybody, the thing that's making you not trust everybody, when you release it and let it go, then the good thing that the Lord has appointed for you will come. But if you carry those things around and harbor those things, where are you going to put the blessing that the Lord has already for you? So you've got to get rid of those things, because there is something that's coming to you that is great and is from the Lord, but there will be no place to put it if you are consumed by all this hurt, all this anger, all this frustration, and saying, I'm not going to commit to anybody because you don't know. I just love my life the way it is. But you know deep down in your heart that you don't love your life the way it is. You know, so let's not play games. You know what you want. You know what you desire. And when we say, Lord, I pray you give me the desires of my heart, well, the desires of your heart will come, but you're going to get rid of whatever is there that might interfere, that might block the reception of the desires of your heart. So my message to you is, if there's anything, anything at all, that is causing you not to have commitment, it can go away, but you've got to make the decision and say, today, I let it go. Today, that thing that's causing me not to commit, that thing that's making me just stay like this, and I know that I really don't want to stay like this, I want to be happy. So you've got to make a decision today. Make a decision and say, you know what? This thing is coming out of here because I am ready. I am ready to receive what the Lord has for me. That's it.
So good. So tell me more. You know, you're talking about getting ready and just being prepared. And, you know, and that's a good segue into you having the opportunity to talk about your conference and to talk about all that you have to offer. It's not even about you. I see the people that you are uplifting, that you're lifting up. And so tell us more about the conference that's coming up.
Okay. The conference is the I Emancipate Me conference, and it's a faith and business conference. It's the kind of conference you want to be in if you want your life to be elevated. It's the kind of conference you want to be in if you want your business to be elevated, you want your ministry to be elevated, or your nonprofit organization that you've set up. You want God to take it to the level that He has already ordained for it. You want to be at the conference. Some of the things we're going to be talking about at the conference, we're going to be talking about marriage and dating and relationships, just like you're talking about this level of commitment just now, because there's so many people who are like, you know what, how do I know who to date? How do I know if this person is the right person for me? He has asked me to marry him, but I don't know whether I should say yes. Or, you know, I'm looking at this lady and we've been talking for a while now, but the thing is, you know, I want to marry her. I want to ask her to marry me, but you see, I don't want to make any more mistakes because, you know, I did it before and it didn't work. So how do I know that this is the real one? This is not a counterfeit. So there's certain things, certain questions that a lot of people have, and we have experts, speakers who are experts. We have marital counselors, premarital counselors. We have business people. We have pastors from different places coming to speak into people's lives, coming to pour into people. And you have the opportunity. When you come to the conference, you've got an opportunity to ask questions. We're going to have purposeful networking session where you can connect with people, connect with the right people. Because sometimes you go to conferences and you go to all these places and you're just standing there like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? But this is not that kind of conference. This is the kind of conference where you might just meet that destiny helper that the Lord has already assigned to help you in your business or help you in your ministry. You never know. So I encourage you to come forth to the I Emancipate Me conference. We're going to be talking about social issues and stigma. We're going to be talking about domestic violence awareness. We're going to be talking about HIV and AIDS. We're going to be talking about mental health. We're going to be talking about generational issues, generational dysfunction. We're going to be talking about those things, how to erase generational financial dysfunction. Because when you look at it from generation to generation, you're going to see that in some families, from generation to generation, it's just one thing or the other. Poverty, 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 from one to the other, and there hasn't been any progress. But you see, it's time to break those things. It's time to break those things. And again, when we talk about I Emancipate Me, really, I Emancipate Me, it started in 2013 as a series of teleseminars, and then in 2015, what we did was we took a step, a bolder step, and we launched into the deep, and we said, okay, this is a conference tour, and we're just taking it wherever the Lord opens the door, and wherever He assigns destiny helpers to help us bring His message forth and carry out the assignment. And that's what the conference is all about, is about freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom for you to walk in your destiny. Because at the end of the day, you've got to fulfill your destiny. Those things that are blocking your path, those destiny blockers, because there are lots of destiny blockers, so it's very important for you to identify them. So when you come to a conference, you're going to identify them. There are things that have been in your life that you didn't realize were there. They're preventing you from making the kind of progress that you need to make. So we got to uproot those destiny blockers from your life, because this is the time for you to walk in your destiny. We're not here to play games. The conference is not about just chit-chat. We're here to make sure that so there's going to be activation, there's going to be impartation, there's going to be continuation. And when I talk about continuation, I'm talking about we're not just going to leave you and you just hear everything that we say, all the strategies and all the wonderful things that we're going to be talking about, and then you go away. There's going to be continuation. There's going to be follow-up. That is, when you leave there, you're still going to hear from us, and we're going to check up on you to make sure that you're actually walking in your destiny. And if there is anything that we can do to help you, then we're there for you. That's what this conference is all about, not to leave you in the lurch. We're not doing that. We're here to help you be free in everything that you set out to do. That's what the conference is about.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be phenomenal. I tell you, I was getting excited as you were describing all the different areas. And, you know, for those who are listening, you know, she said something that was just it hit me in my gut. There is someone maybe there that has been assigned to help you, basically your destiny partner. No, we're not talking about this might be your husband. We're not saying that. If it is, okay, we thank God for it. But it's someone there that's going to help you get to where you're supposed to be in life. And so I am just excited about this. So tell me, when is it going to be? Where is it going to be? How can people get registered for it?
Okay, it's this week. It's October 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday. And you can register at iemancipateme.com. That's the official website, iemancipateme.com. Or you can go to Eventbrite, eventbrite.com. You can go to iemedc.eventbrite.com, and you can register and get tickets there. And it's in Arlington, Virginia. Arlington, Virginia, this Friday and Saturday. I encourage you to get your tickets on time, because we want to see you there. You don't want to miss it. We want to see you there, because all those generational things and every destiny blocker has been in your path. You've got to get rid of it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I have about 10 more minutes in this segment with you, and I want to give you the opportunity to say what's on your heart, share how the listeners can get in touch with you. Please just have your way. You know, I normally keep it restricted, but I am telling you, I'm enjoying this conversation with you, and I believe that this is definitely ordained by God, and so I'm just going to step out of the way. God does not need me to put any restrictions on you. So you have about 10 minutes to share what's on your heart. What would you like for the women and men who will be and are listening to hear from you, and how can they get connected with
you? Praise God. Thank you so much. You can contact me at istartandfinish.com. That's my website, istartandfinish.com. And I want to encourage you today that whatever you start, that you will finish it in the name of Jesus, because there's a lot of people who are starting things and they're not finishing, and it's been going on for years. And you're listening to me right now. All of you tuned in and listening to me right now, you are starting things, and things have been blocking your path. You haven't been finishing. You've got many unfinished projects all around you. You are so fed up, and you're like, Lord, when am I ever going to finish this? Is there a spirit that's following me that's making me not finish all these things that I've started? Well, I encourage you to go to my website. I've got a lot of resources there that can help you. Istartandfinish.com. And when you go there, you're going to see different things that will help you to start and things that will help you to finish strong. Not just finish strong in the name of Jesus. So the message in my heart for you today is I want you to not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Help is always available to you. Every problem has a solution. Never feel that you're alone. Never, ever feel that you're alone. There are people who are ready to help you. All you have to do is say, listen, this is what I'm going through. Because the thing is, if you don't say, here I am, nobody will say, there you are. So you've got to take a step. You've got to say, you know what? My destiny must be fulfilled. I need help. So I'm going to speak up and say, I need help. Because if you don't say I need help, people will not know that you need help. You've got to say that you need help. And if you're listening to me right now, you're going through, you're dealing with abuse, you're dealing with emotional abuse, all kinds of abuse. That's not God's will for your life, okay? That's not God's will for you. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to multiply. And if you are living in a situation where there is stagnancy, you cannot produce in a stagnant environment. So you've got to make sure that you're surrounded by people who are producing stuff. You have to find yourself, place yourself with people who are producing stuff. Because if your circle is filled with stagnancy, stagnation, you're filled with people who are not producing anything. They're always complaining. They're not making any progress. And you're saying, Lord Jesus, help me, help me. Well, my message for you today is the time has come for you to step out of that circle. Get out of that circle and place yourself in place there, in a place where production is taking place. Take yourself out of that stagnant environment, because God's will for you is for you to be fruitful and multiply, and you have everything you have, everything you need, you've got it already to be fruitful. And you just need, sometimes you just need somebody to push you, somebody to pull those things out of you. And that's what we're doing. Like with the I Emancipate Me conference, you are going to be with people who are, everybody is not there yet. Everybody's not there yet, but we all have our own experiences. All of us have our own experiences. We have our own stories. Nobody's perfect. We're not there yet, but we are here to help you get to where you need to be, okay? So there's always help for you. Never feel that you are alone. There is a solution. Every problem has a solution, but say that you need help. Say, here I am. I need help, and we'll say, well, come. There you are. We're here to help you, okay? Never feel that you're alone. And I just want to give you one scripture today, just one scripture that I actually shared. I shared it at church today, this morning. The scripture is 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11 to 12. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11 to 12, and this is the NIV version. It says, look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. And the reason why I'm sharing this scripture with you is sometimes when we're going through the storm, we just think that, you know, we're going to drown. We're going to drown. But I want you to remember the miracles that the Lord has done in your life. Remember how he delivered you in the past. And remember what he's done. So don't think that's going to leave you now. Remember I said before, I said every problem has a solution. So even if you're in that dark place and you're saying, I am fed up, I just want to end it all, I am fed up, well, I'm here to tell you today, don't even dream about ending anything, okay? You're going to start and you're going to finish strong in the name of Jesus. Don't think about ending anything, because you've got to remember this word. Look up to the Lord and his strength and seek his face always, okay? So whenever you feel weak, whenever you feel down, look up to the Lord. Look up to him. He did it before. He's going to do it again. Whenever you feel down, just lift up yourself. Speak words into your life. Make prophetic pronouncements into your life. Talk to the Lord and say, Lord, you say in your word. You say in your word. You say in your word. You've got to remind him. Tell him what he says in his word. What does he say in his word about your situation? What does he say in his word about how he's going to deliver you? You've got to speak it back to him. Remind him and say, Lord, you say in your word that you're going to deliver me. So I trust in you, Lord, that you're going to deliver me. So my message for you today is do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You need help. Speak up that you need help. Don't stay there and drown, because you're not drowning in the name of Jesus. Every problem has a solution, and there are people ready to help you. Say, here I am, I need help. And we will say, there you are, welcome, we're here to help you. Okay? So that's my message for you today. I love you with the love of Jesus. That's my message for you today. Minister Damali.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. You just truly set somebody free just by delivering that message, and we are so appreciative. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're interested in going to this conference, don't miss out on your opportunity. There, it's not by chance that you will be listening to this radio show, even if it's live or recorded. It's not by chance. Everything that happens is ordained. It's orchestrated for you to be able to receive everything that you need to have in order to take your next steps in life. So if there is someone who is looking to needing assistance, as she said, you can reach out to her at www.istartandfinish.com. Hey, I know that in the beginning of going into business in my younger years, I would start stuff and I would not finish. And that was a spirit that I had over me, and it was so hard to break. So I do understand, and there are people, not even in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, there are people who are still suffering with that issue. And this right here is the answer. This is your answer. It is now time for you to finish what you start. And so, Pastor Enola, I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to just appear on this radio show. You have blessed us immensely with the Word of God, first and foremost, with the anointing that comes with that, and most importantly, with the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you brought dealing with those key important issues, commitment issues, being frozen, and especially walking in your own destiny. So I'm going to thank you again, and if you ever, ever, ever need the I Am Love Unleashed show, please know that this platform is available to you always, always.
Thank you. So
thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am just astounded by just what we've heard. I am just so happy. We have been blessed tremendously to be able to come off of a hiatus and to be able to be blessed in such a fashion as we were. This has just been a wonderful evening. And if you're just tuning in, this is the I Am Love Unleashed show. This month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I like to add an additional word, domestic violence awareness and educational month, but I don't just acknowledge this just in the month of October, but I make sure that we do something every month. And so awareness and education is a daily process. And with all that we have talked about, we talked about just God's will for our lives, and we listened and how we can walk in our destiny and how we can be unstuck, how we can stop being frozen and what steps we need to take. And then most importantly, to how to not be fearful and how to commit and stay committed to the things that God has endeavored for us to do. God truly, truly loves us. God truly is fighting for us, and the mere fact that He is just overjoying to my heart. And so we normally close out the show with 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm still going to close out the show the same way. We're talking about love, but I wanted to just this is my prayer, and this is my prayer for those who are listening. I pray that God truly has touched your heart in such a fashion in which you can not just feel, but you can also hear what you are feeling, hear what God is saying to you in this moment. After you've heard that delivering word, so now it's time to take action. What good is the word that we hear or we listen to if you're not willing to take action? That is something that we all struggle with. If you say that you don't struggle with that, I would definitely will be in disbelief. I think that at some point in all of our lives, we struggle with taking action. But here's a scripture that I came across. It's not even came across. I was going to read it when I first opened up. And it was 1 John 4, 18, starting with 18. It says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action, actions and in truth. That in itself, show your love." It's important that we show our love. We have to show the love that we have for God. We have to show the love that we have for God's children. We have to show the love that we have for ourselves. And if we believe that we are God's children, we are ordained. We are commanded to love ourselves. We are commanded to love other people. We are commanded to love God. And if we don't have that, we need to focus first on that. And I believe that that's where the community is lacking, but we definitely are not far off. And today I just wanted to offer you the opportunity to just, I wanted to give you that prayer. Lord, help me to love you more. Lord, help me to love you that's in me more. Lord, help me to love you that's in the world more. Help me to show you in the world more. Help me to be you in the world more. Help me to treat myself as though I know you. Help me to love myself as though I trust you. Help me to be everything that you have called me to be as though I am honored to be your child. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for being a part of the Love Unleashed radio show. You can reach us at www.iamloveunleashed.com. If you're looking to be a guest on the show, you can email us at guest@iamloveunleashed.com. If you're looking to advertise on the show, you can reach out to the advertising website through our website, www.iamloveunleashed.com. We're on all the social media platforms, but I'm going to close, as I always do, with this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the I Am Love Unleashed radio show. I am your host, D.T. Rector, Domley Rector to some and Minister Rector to others. But most importantly, we just thank God that you have joined us this evening. We'll be back with you next Sunday, October the 2nd. Well, this is the third Sunday. So the third Sunday in October, same time, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to hearing from you then. Take care.